Forest monk passes away at 98. Revered abbot Luang Da Maha Buayana Sampano has passed away at the Wat Pa Ban Dat Forest Temple in Udon Thani Province. He was 98. The director of Udon Thani Hospital, Pichat Donchelu Mutana, said the abbot's condition deteriorated at 2:49 a.m. yesterday, and he passed away at 3:53 a.m. Her Royal Highness Princess Jula Poan was at the abbot's bedside until his last moments, and she personally announced his death. Crowds of followers joined the princess in offering alms to monks yesterday morning in a traditional merit-making ceremony for the abbot. The princess also presided over a royally sponsored bathing rite on behalf of Their Majesties the King and Queen last night. Royal wreaths have been placed at a pavilion where the abbot's coffin is laid. His Majesty the King also presented an urn and will sponsor religious rites for the abbot for 7 days. Udon Thani Governor Khom San Akachai said religious rites would continue for a month before authorities decide on a cremation schedule. Luang Da Maha Pua expressed in his will, made in 2000, that he wished all donations he received would be spent on buying gold, and that gold, together with earlier donations, would be handed to the Bank of Thailand to add to the country's reserves. Luang Da Maha Pua was widely regarded as a living Orahan, a monk who has attained spiritual liberation after having extinguished all worldly desires. He used temple donations to support numerous charities, hospitals, schools, homes for the disadvantaged, and shelters for abandoned animals. After the economic meltdown of 1997, Luang Da Maha Pua took advantage of his nationwide popularity to raise over 12 tons of gold and about 300 million baht in cash in various denominations to replenish the depleted foreign reserves. But Luang Da Maha Pua also courted political controversy when, in 2005, he publicly criticized Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Luang Da Maha Pua fiercely questioned Thaksin's appointment of Somdet Prapputachan, abbot of Wat Saket in Bangkok, as acting Supreme Patriarch. He viewed the appointment as a gross violation of royal powers and an attempt to control the clergy. Luang Da Maha Pua became seriously ill in November. He was treated by physicians at Wat Pa Ban Dat. He was born in 1913 to a rice farming family of 16 in the village of Ban Dat in Udon Thani. He agreed to a request from his parents to be ordained in 1934 when he was 21 years old. It was intended to be a short monkhood, as is customary for many young men, but he soon became committed to a spiritual quest. Luang Da Maha Pua was a disciple of the late Ajahn Mun Buradatto, a charismatic leader of the forest monk tradition in the Northeast. While urban monks focus on the study of Buddhist texts, forest monks devote themselves to rigorous meditation and a life of simplicity close to nature as the path to spiritual liberation. Ajahn Mun was also revered as an Orahan. The death of his teacher in 1949 prompted Luang Da to practice rigorously in the seclusion of the forested mountains. His spiritual breakthrough reportedly came 6 months later. In 1997, he talked to his followers about death. He said this lifetime was his last and he would never be born again. His followers took this as a confirmation of him being a spiritually enlightened monk. Luang Da Maha Pua also took the occasion to prohibit chanting at his funeral ceremony, calling it unnecessary. He also prohibited the temple from using his dead body to attract visitors and donations. He said he would prefer his funeral to be simple because the Buddha taught simplicity.